علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 31st letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he explains, where he offers some pieces of advice and some very, very powerful statements to his son, and of course to all who can take benefit from these words, especially those who have managerial and leadership positions, so that, you know, their lives and their activities in the society are streamlined with the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the previous session, we discussed this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَحَذِّرْهُ صَوْلَةَ الدَّهْرِ وَفُحْشَ تَقَلُّبِ اللَّيَالِ وَالْأَيَّامِ, that warn the heart with regards to the sudden attack of time and the stark change that can occur in the days and nights with regards to your life. Those who want to know more about this phrase can refer to the previous sessions.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, another phrase that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions here, he says, وَأَعْرِضْ عَلَيْهِ أَخْبَارَ الْمَاضِينَ, that, O my son, O my dear son, or O manager, O leader, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, in whatever position you are, present to your heart the messages or the events that occurred to the people in the past. Okay? The news of the people of the past. Present to your heart. Why? Because this presenting to your heart about what happened in the past is going to prepare you to understand how to react in different scenarios. It will tell you about what happens in this world and how this world is. Okay? What are the major natural principles in the social life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed in the universe existentially? This is very important. Imam Ali alayhi salam himself in another part of Nahjul Balagha says that I read history and the different states of the people of the past in such a way that it is as if I was living with them. So present to your heart these things as a leader, as a manager. See how different institutes grew and how they got destroyed. How did different governments progress and how they got destroyed and their economic power reduced and became destroyed. Okay, right now we see certain countries that are very strong economically and used to be very, very strong, but you see right now they have weakened. They are breaking down. What has happened to them? You know, it's very important for a person to read these things and present it to the heart. When you say present it to the heart, means that a person should really spend time to analyze these things, not only with the mind, but with the heart, actually having that spiritual insight in trying to analyze these things and asking Allah for help and seeking counsel from those who have knowledge and people of insight to be able to understand and interpret these in the best of ways.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Then Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, وَذَكِّرْهُ بِمَا أَصَابَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. That remind the heart with regards to that which occurred upon those who are before you amongst those who are the first. You see, there were people in the start, you know, who faced difficulties, faced problems. They had misfortunes. They suffered issues. Remind your heart about them. Always keep these stories in front of you. And that is why, you know, when you read the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various parts brings about those stories, those events about what happened to the people of the past and what they went through, what kind of difficulties they came across. Especially, you know, in different scenarios, the Quran, alhamdulillah, has got various different, types of stories. Some of them are with regards to people who are steadfast. Some of them are regards to people who are disobedient at a certain point in time. Some of them are with regards to people who asked for forgiveness and what happened to them, you know. So all of these events, if you look in the Quran, are there. And this is why it is important for all Muslims, especially those who have got leadership positions, in wherever you are, you know, to always keep in touch with the Quran and with Nahjul Balagha and with other religious texts, and especially with guidance from scholars, so that a person is always on track as a leader, as a manager, even as a person that is living his life. That way, a person will be able to have that ability to learn from the environment, learn from the past, and live a more steadfast life. You know, even today, if you look at some of the discussions they have in management and leadership, they kind of read case studies of, you know, institutes, of groups and organizations of the past. And these case studies are actually a way this leader or this person who is learning managerial skills to learn from the mistakes of the past and to refine the workings in the future. This is something that a person should take advantage of, inshallah, and help his life to upgrade. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه